Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Guest-approved bedding for a season of hosting, top brands and cookware, festive holiday decor for indoors and out, and so much more. Whether you need a new sofa that fits the whole family or a new serving dish that fits your famous sweet potato casserole, Wayfair is the place to go for Black Friday deals on finds to feast. Get festive and get comfortable all season long. Plus, sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home, even the big stuff. And the best part, speedy delivery in time for the holidays. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. Shop early Black Friday deals right now and save up to 70% off, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Live from Liverpool, the Dark Paranormal, Dark Bites.
Hello and welcome back, everyone. This is something of a tradition now. The week before our new debut episode for season 18, by giving you for free one of our episodes from our Patreon-only show, Dark Bites. The format on Dark Bites, as you will hear, is much more laid back, which allows both time for discussion about the experiences, and also because the stories and experiences are much shorter, it gives many jump-off points for you to go and maybe investigate for yourself. Or, at the very least, come up with your own theory about what's taking place. Personally, it's my favourite show that I do, because there is an air of freedom to it as a host. And we've well topped the 80-hour plus mark of Patreon-only content of Dark Bites over on Patreon. And these episodes release every single Sunday of the year, without a break, even on the downtimes between seasons, like the one we're currently in. Which means our Patreons never miss their dark paranormal fix. In addition, our Patreons have lots of sway in relation to how the show moves forward, which will become perfectly evident next Friday for the debut of Season 18, or Wednesday if you're a Patreon. Now, before we begin today's bonus episode, I just want to say something I think is fantastic. If you're one of those many people, and I know there are many out there, who listen to my voice and this show because your partner really enjoys this show, well, you can now buy a Patreon subscription as a gift for that individual. You can just head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal, and it will give you the option to gift a subscription to Patreon to the person of your choice, which I think is a wonderful idea, as it's been proven that gifts bought a little bit quirky that are in line with your partner's or maybe your family's interests are gifts that really stand out. So don't take my word for it. Head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. At the very least, it makes for a wonderful stocking filler for the person that you love. For example, my partner for over a decade once bought me as a stocking filler a subscription to the 14 Times magazine. And in all honesty, it's one of the best gifts I've ever received. And so if you think you've boxed off all of your Christmas gifts for that paranormal person in your life, maybe add this as a cherry on the top. Simply head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. And every week, apart from receiving everything on the main feed, both ad-free and before everyone else, they will also get an episode like we're about to play. Or maybe you're a listener who would love to have a subscription to the Dark Paranormal Patreon, and you want someone to buy it for you. Therefore, just replay this part of the podcast over and over again in their vicinity. Yes, it will become annoying for them, but yes, you'll likely receive it too. So once more, that's patreon.com/thedarkparanormal, and give someone a unique gift this year. But right now, in our penultimate show before the debut episode of Season 18 next week, here is one of the Dark Bites episodes from our back catalogue. I truly am genuinely excited about beginning Season 18 with you all next week, and I'll speak to you next then. Until then, enjoy this episode.
The Dark Paranormal. Dark Bites.
Hello, Patreons, and welcome back to this week's installment of Dark Bites, your Patreon-only podcast. Thank you for all of the ideas, suggestions, and information regarding the book that we're talking about putting together. And it's kind of going to be a collaborative effort. There are many people asking what they can do to help, and I sincerely appreciate it. If you're new to Patreon, you're probably wondering what we're talking about. If you listen to the last few episodes of Dark Bites, you'll know that we're going to look at putting a book together that covers the more modern aspects of the paranormal phenomena that everyone seems to be encountering today, in 2024. So please keep your thoughts, your suggestions, your ideas coming through to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And if you could put in the subject title, book idea, I would at least then know what I'm looking for when I search through the many emails that come through. It's obviously going to be time-consuming in the most wonderful of ways, but I'll be sure to be putting a thank you on the inside page to you, our wonderful Patreon team. And also, as you will have heard on our last episode, our midway point for Season 16 of The Dark Paranormal, we're now accepting submissions for Season 17. And Season 17 isn't just The Dark Paranormal, the show itself. It could be for a minisode, for an episode of Dark Bites. So if you're sat there and you think, I've always wanted my experience to be listened to be heard by those who don't judge and who understand, then please email it across to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And remember, length is irrelevant in regards to your experience. As we say on this show, the length of your experience should in no way be indicative of how truthful nor how terrifying your experience was. But let's get to your experiences, and trigger warning, one does contain ghostly sexual abuse. Our first short email today comes in from Danny, and they write, Hi Kev, I hope this finds you well. I know loss comes in waves, so I hope the outpouring of love from your listeners is giving you strength. Thank you, Danny. It is. I always listen to your releases after a gig on the drive home. In brackets, I sing in a band. I always look forward to this part of my week, and I had to respond. The red-eyed kid story from last week. Red eyes chasing me was the only nightmare I had as a child. Red eyes chasing me, and I could never get away. I remember some night my mum would come in and settle me back down, and not long after, I'd be awake again due to the same nightmare. This happened over and over again for years. I can't remember when it stopped, but I do know I never had any other topic in my nightmares. I do wonder if there's a link. The house has been quiet. However, we have had a new cleaner arrive to cover our usual one last week. And she told my husband that she was a clairvoyant. And that there's an old man in our house. And that she wouldn't be surprised if our daughter had seen him. Now, could that be a coincidence? Or have I just had validation of what I've been feeling all these years and what my daughter has spoken about since she was able to talk? Is he the shadow that keeps appearing in all of her drawings? I'm desperate for that agency to send her again so I can speak to her. Danny then shares a paragraph which he states is for my eyes only and continues to say, keep up the good work and thank you for helping me unwind after 5 hours of loud, sweaty, exhausting work every week. Much love, Danny. Well, Danny, two things there. Firstly, you say what your daughter's been talking about since she was able to talk, and the implication is there that it's of this man, but it's not mentioned. And I am deeply, deeply in need of more information in regards to this entire situation. Also, within the paragraph that's between you and I, you do allude that there could be more. So all I will ask is that you get back in touch with a longer version of the events you've experienced. But thank you so much, Danny, for starting off this week's edition of Dark Bites. And it's an interesting thing that only within a week after unveiling, if you will, this idea of the red-eyed kid phenomena, we have our first email in from someone who seems to resonate with what last week's experiencer went through. As I said last week, I've never heard of red-eyed kids. Black-eyed kids, yes. Red-eyed kids, no. Or their apparent ability, as we saw last week, to put someone in a sleep paralysis state whilst in a dream state. Now that's something I've never heard related to the black-eyed kids phenomena. So are we dealing with something entirely new? And that's the fascinating thing about doing this show, and it's why I love it. So, Danny, thank you. Please do get back in touch with more of your experiences. Our next email comes in from Lisa, and Lisa writes, growing up, I've always been afraid of the dark. I don't know exactly when this first started, but I have these very early memories of being terrified in my room alone as a small child. My parents would brush these things off, saying I had a vivid imagination and that there was nothing to be afraid of. But my earliest memories of this terrifying feeling of unknown presences don't have any concrete images in my mind. But I'm certain that I frequently cried for my parents in the middle of the night. Not to say that that's not normal childhood behaviour, but what I would experience later in childhood, I remember all too well. For a bit of background, when I was 7 years of age, my parents divorced. My mum was renting places until I was around 11, when my mother moved into a fixer-upper, a two-bedroom semi-detached in a residential area of Toronto. She did this as a single mother, being very financially responsible. It was supposed to be a huge improvement, but it would take some time to renovate. To be frank, we moved into a home that was basically in disrepair. The previous owners clearly did some serious do-it-yourself around the house. It makes you wonder who was living there before us. We got it after an old lady died, and it was her family home before that. What kind of family it was, I would question later. I had an uneasy feeling about the place as soon as we moved in. I constantly felt like I was being watched. So much so, I would make a habit of sleeping with the lights on. I'd only go to bed at the point that I was too tired, so tired, that my eyes wouldn't stay open, no longer able to survey the room for whatever I felt was lurking and watching me. I spent my adolescence and teenage years there, and I'm now 33. So these terrifying memories have kind of faded into each other. But there are many distinct stories that I will tell you. Whenever I got home from school, being so tired due to a lack of sleep, I would always fall asleep on the couch in the living room. And I always had the same dream if I fell asleep there. I would be pulled by my hair across the floor to the kitchen, writhing, screaming, trying to break free from whatever was pulling me, and then I'd startle myself awake. And as I would come into consciousness from my little nap, I'd have this feeling, hatred, and I'd still be home alone. But at least it wasn't nighttime yet. This dream made me feel like there was some sort of domestic violence in the home before we lived there. I felt like I was experiencing a previous tenant's trauma. After waking up from this recurring nightmare, I would turn on the TV, watch some trashy TV talk show, and try to forget this dream. The one I'd have every time I'd come home from school. I told my mother about it, and she is the kind of person that does believe in ghosts, but also isn't afraid of them. I've always suspected she's kind of a sensitive person in that regard, but she always doubted me. But whilst doubting me and my experiences, she would also offer up some of her experiences that she'd had in the house. I think in her dismissal of my experiences, she was trying to reassure me as a child. But apparently, the first night she slept in the house alone, she heard a whisper in her ear saying, "It's going to be okay," by a female voice. Not a frightening phrase, for sure, but very jarring nonetheless. Unfortunately for me, my experiences were not as mild as hers. I remember getting ready in the bathroom before school, about the age of 17. My mum had already left for work, which was a bit unusual, but I had a spare period in the morning, meaning I started school at 10 instead of 9. So I was doing my makeup and my hair as a teenage girl does. And all of a sudden, there's this loud thud on the door. It sounded like a fist was hammering down. I stood, frozen in terror for a bit, but I had to leave for school. I opened the door, and I heard the cupboard in the kitchen downstairs creak open. I left that house for school pretty quickly that day. As a teenager in the early 2000s, I'd spend a lot of time, like most kids, on MSN Messenger, after school, and late into the night. Chatting with friends and downloading and sharing music that we discovered, I was quite lucky in the fact I had my own computer in my bedroom, and I'd spend a lot of time at my desk from the evening into the night time. But there was always a presence. I habitually would snap my head around, thinking I would catch whatever it was I would feel intently staring at me. Of course, there was never anything there. Until one night, I was fed up, and I said out loud, "Show yourself!" I don't know what I was thinking. I think I was just pushed beyond breaking point. I was questioning my sanity, so if I did finally see something, it would at least validate my experience. Well, it didn't show itself, per se, but it made itself known in that moment. I had a space heater at my feet that night, as my room was constantly ice cold, something I attributed to the leaky windows in my room. I hear this clicking noise, and I look down to see the button on my space heater physically moving, on and off, on and off, on and off, and it doesn't stop. It's not electrically powered, the button, it's a physical switch. I see the actual button move. I stare in disbelief, and then I feel a shiver down my shoulders through my spine. I feel this presence more than ever. and it's as if it's right behind me. I stand from my desk and scan the room. Nothing. But at this point, I'm so scared I call my mother into the room, although I knew she would be annoyed that I'd interrupted her sleep. I call, "Mom!" And in she comes sleepily. All the lights are on in my room, so she's squinting, having just been asleep. "What? Lisa, what is it?" Well, I had no words. Something weird's happened. She rolled her eyes in frustration. "Lisa, I've got to get up early. Don't wake me up again." She shut the door, and I was left in eerie silence, with this palpable presence still there. I eventually fell asleep that night, but again, only at the point of complete sleep deprivation, when your body takes over and basically shuts the lights out for you. This night, things escalated. This would be the first time that I experienced this, and unfortunately not the last. I would experience sleep paralysis regularly, but instead of the usual textbook experiences that I would read through my extensive online research, mine were different. It would start with somebody touching me. Not aggressively, intimately. Let's take a quick break in proceedings to talk to you about the holiday season and the M word. Not mistletoe, money. Because food, decorations, presents, they don't come for free. And at this time of year, everyone knows to the last digit what is in their bank account. Well, I know I do anyway. And when I get my statement in January, I look and think, I didn't need to go out then. I didn't need to buy that. I didn't need to buy as many of those. And I kick myself and say, next year, you'll do something better with your money. And that was me rinse and repeat until last year when I actually did. Now, you'll have heard me talk about Acorns before, and there's a reason for it. Because Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or just even your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to a dollar and automatically invest that spare change for you. So if you buy a coffee on the way to work, that's investing. And you can get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. The change I said I made last year, well, I looked at all the excess I would have spent and I invested it. And believe me, guys, that's why Acorns are so important. And I'll be doing the same this year, because when you look at your statement in January and you see you've invested money instead of wasting it, it's a great feeling. So head over to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsements. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal. Let's take a quick break to talk to you about my favorite time of year, the holiday season. It's a special time of year where we see people we may not have seen all year round. And for our American listeners, they get what I call a mini Christmas with Thanksgiving. Us Brits only get Christmas, but I've planned on pranking my sister by talking as much French as I can during Christmas dinner. And the confidence I have in pulling off this prank is all thanks to Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available. There's a reason why over 30 years, millions of people have learnt one or many of the 25 languages on offer. And that's because they use fast language acquisition. There is no hand-holding, there's no English translations. The process is so intuitive, you get to pick a language, then listen, speak, and think in that language. And it's so flexible, you can learn on the go with your mobile phone or at home on your desktop. A great thing for me is True Accent, their speech recognition program, which will give you feedback on your pronunciation. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. And for a short time, Dark Paranormal listeners can get Rosetta Stone's Lifetime Membership Holiday Special. And this offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today today. For yourself, it's a gift that keeps on giving. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. If you haven't finished your holiday shopping yet, don't panic. We've got a secret source of incredible original gifts, and that's Uncommon Goods. They've got unique hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. So skip the gifts that scream last minute buy and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. I've already mentioned they've helped me solve a headache I have each year buying one individual a perfect gift. And I found it on Uncommon Goods, a dream globe. And I know this individual will love it. And this individual is the hardest person to buy for, so I love it too. And when you buy from Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists, small independent businesses. Uncommon Goods look for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. But what about an uncommon experience, more than a virtual class and something that won't be lost in the mail? Including everything from cooking to tarot card reading, they're unexpected opportunities to have fun and connect in new ways. And every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a non-profit partner of your choice. And they've donated more than $3 million to date. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal. That's uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal. And don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I wouldn't feel afraid at first. And then I'd realise what was happening and wake up out of my sleep in terror. And there would be an invisible person on top of me trying to restrain me. Eventually, after fighting phantom limbs, I would wake up. But it eventually escalated to the point that this invisible being was targeting my, well, private areas of my body, sexually assaulting me. This happened pretty frequently, and I would wake up feeling violated, scared, and helpless. How on earth do you tell anyone that a ghost is defiling you in your sleep? This went on until I moved out of my mother's house. I was accepted into a top-tier school in the same city, and I wanted to move out. My mum obviously questioned why I'd want to waste my money on student residence when I could stay at home and save that money. I told her I really wanted the student experience, but in reality, I needed to escape the torment I was living with there. She ended up paying my rent for the first few years of university. I think, somewhere, somehow, she understood. The first night I spent in my student residence, I slept so soundly. I think literally for 10 hours straight. Although there have been a few instances where I've experienced the paranormal since then, I have not had any trouble sleeping, no threatening presences around me, ever since I moved out of my mother's house. To this day, you couldn't pay me to spend a night there. Please do let me know if you want anything further. I do have many more stories about this house. Best, Lisa. Well, Lisa, I'm genuinely borderline speechless on your encounter, your experience, your abuse that you had to go through. And I'm exceptionally sorry that you did. And also, I think it's really brave of you to put that all, I was going to say on paper, but you know what I mean, to send it in via email and have other people hear it. In doing so, you've not only took ownership of that situation, but you've also been brave enough to maybe inspire somebody else to share their experience, be it of a spiritual nature or a physical kind. And I'm not just throwing lip service or fake plaudits your way because it's a podcast. Sincerely, I wish I was half as brave as you've been right there. Moving back to the paranormal side of things, hell yes, we want to know everything about this house. So please do send on more information that you have about any paranormal goings on within what can only be described as seemingly some sort of diabolical prison with an even more diabolical prisoner. So please do let us know, and thank you sincerely once more, Lisa. It's so interesting that over the last few weeks, I've received many emails which seem to have this topic of some sort of sexual attack by an entity. And when I say interesting, I obviously mean in relation to the fact they all seem to have come at the same time, not the abhorrent act itself. But the fact that Lisa picked up on the fact that there may have been domestic violence in that home in the past before they moved in definitely fits in with that stone tape theory idea of trauma imprinting itself on the walls. However, in this case, that trauma seems to be sentient. And this is one of those interesting theoretical bits that we need to look at when looking at this book. So, for example, if we've always fell down the same path of stone tape theory or sentient being, is there a way, I wonder, a stone tape entity could become sentient? Have we missed some sort of link between the two? Can you, through some subconscious or unknown act, begin communicating with these alleged stone tape replaying events? Can there be some sort of almost evolution from a stone tape replaying to a sentient entity? Maybe it's as simple as the person who now lives in the house looks very similar to one of the participants in that forever replaying reenactment, and therefore the instigator in that reenactment may, definitely for want of a better phrase, wake up and be able to interact with the environment around it. In fact, the more I think about it as I talk right now, I'm more convincing myself there is some sort of paranormal missing link between a residual and a sentient haunting. Well, I think I've just realised where my head's going to be for the next few hours following this recording. But let's continue this episode of Dark Bite with a submission from one of our Patreons by the name of Drake. And Drake writes, "Hi Kevin, my name is Drake. First off, I'd like to say thank you so much for creating this wonderful podcast. I discovered it in November 2023, and I've just recently become a Patreon member. Anyway, I do have a couple of stories, true stories, that I believe fit more into the Dark Bites podcast. I'm writing this as I work, so please feel free to edit the stories if they seem choppy. A little background on myself. I'm your typical blue-collar, 35-year-old male from a suburban town in Cleveland, Ohio. I work as a machinist, making stainless steel fittings and valves, ones for high-pressure liquid systems. Very interesting, I know. I felt the need to say this in order to add some authenticity. I mean, I'm not into the occult or anything like that. I'm a simple working class man, and my main interests are Cleveland sports. But for my first story, when I was about 17 years old, my friend Brooke invited me over to her mother's house just to hang out. Her mother wasn't home, so she also invited around two or three others. This house was a one-story ranch built in the 1970s. Well, we were all just hanging out in the living room, and after about an hour, I needed to use the restroom. I walked down the dark hallway to the other end of the house just to use the bathroom. And as I'm doing my business, I hear the doorknob rattle. So I turn my head, and sure enough, it appears that one of the other guests is messing with me, violently twisting and pulling on the doorknob. I yell out, "Occupado!" But this rattling does not stop. I thought to myself, "Wow, fuck this guy." And I decided I was going to take my good old time. So, I very intentionally slowly washed my hands while the doorknob continued to violently twist and turn.
I then slowly dry my hands. And then I very quickly grab the rattling doorknob and swing the door open to nobody. There is no one stood in that hall. Well, I was dumbfounded. How was that possible? I walked back to the other side of the house, where everyone was, and everyone was accounted for. I walked up to Brooke and I told her, "I think your house is haunted." She, very nonchalantly, responded, "Yeah, I know it is." And we never spoke of all that again. Well, thank you so much, Drake, for that experience. Now, Drake has provided two experiences, and we'll be sure to begin next week's episode of Dark Bites with that second experience. But those last two experiences have reminded me of an experience from my local area. Now, this isn't my experience, so I'm going to leave the names out of it. But basically, in the early 80s, there was a family who lived in an area very nearby. A young married couple, they had one child who was recently born, and they bought a brand new house, although it had had one previous owner, who lived in it for about 12 months. And they knew nothing at all about the previous occupant, only that the house was completely bare. But as it was recently made, it was all immaculate, meaning all they needed to do was find the money to furnish the entire house. Whilst they did so, they stayed in one of their parents' houses. Meanwhile, the male of the couple bought a sofa, a very cheap one, just so he at least had somewhere to stay if he was decorating, etc. And he also bought a cheap blow-up mattress to go upstairs in case he was doing upstairs and felt like sleeping there. I guess you'd want to try each room out. Anyway, as you do if you're young and you've just bought a new house, on the way home with his friend after a few drinks in the pub, he wants to show his friend the house. So they pop in, they eat their takeaway, and then they decide they're going to sleep there. So one lays on the couch, one goes upstairs to the air mattress. The one who is on the air mattress went to the toilet in the middle of the night. And as they're on the toilet, they heard their friend run upstairs, and then the bathroom door was kicked open. The guy on the toilet obviously fell off in all the panic and began swearing at his friend. But his friend wasn't there. His friend was in the hallway asking what the bang was, and went on to disbelieve his drunken friend when he regaled the tale of somebody charging up the stairs and kicking the door in. Fast forward a few months and the family have now moved in. One night the wife hears a woman screaming in their front garden. She looks outside and it stops. She can't find anyone in distress. She experiences that noise about three or four times over the next month, and eventually befriends somebody who lives across the road and starts discussing this noise she can hear of a night, asking the neighbour if they too can hear the noise. And the neighbour falls quiet and then goes on to explain how the previous couple that lived there were very angry and violent towards each other, a very toxic relationship, which resulted in the man charging up the stairs, kicking in the bathroom door where she was hiding, dragging her outside and stabbing her to death. But not in their front garden. He apparently dragged her into the middle of the road before carrying out this frenzied attack. And this is not an old wives' tale. This is something which there are records for. There are newspaper articles regarding. Everyone in this area knows the house in question. And I only mention this experience with the theory that it may be possible to bring forth some sentience from a residual haunting, as that clearly was. And if it is indeed possible to do such a thing, could you imagine bringing forth some sentience into the residual form of a violent, angry maniac? And who knows, maybe that's exactly what takes place in some of the cases we've covered. And it's with that food for thought that I will leave you until I speak to you all again through the week for your early access to a minisode. And until then, stay safe and take care.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.